Tonight, I wish to be very succinct and short because it's about honoring Our Lady of Lourdes and especially about the sacrament of anointing for the sick. And it's a privilege for me to celebrate with you. I am humbled to be able to anoint those who request the sacrament of healing. Now, to begin, we must be clear that there is a theological distinction between the words cure and heal. A cure occurs, medically speaking, when a disease leaves our body or a diseased organ or any physical impairment is removed due to a medical intervention or a natural process. But religiously, we speak of healing as a spiritual effect. Healing repairs our broken relationship with God and with the community. So it's, again, fitting that we honor Our Lady of Lourdes by doing anointing in the community. And if you listen carefully to the letter of James, if we were to ask who ministers the sacrament, the early community would have been perplexed by that question because, as they understood it, it is the whole community that ministers the sacraments. So those who are not being anointed tonight, think of yourselves as ministering the sacrament of anointing. So when we gather together as the community of Jesus and celebrate the sacraments, healing in the sense of forgiveness of sins, making us whole, always occurs. Sometimes a cure also takes effect. So when we look at the scriptures for our celebration tonight, Isaiah begins by saying that when the Messiah comes, creation will be returned to the way in which God originally created it. Nature will bloom and the desert will gush with water and growth. And those suffering any ailment will be made whole, the blind, the deaf, the lame, the speechless. My rabbi friends used to give me a hard time. They would ask me, "Dave, do you know anyone who is sick? Anyone who is blind? Anyone who is deaf? Anyone who is impaired?" And when I said, "Well, of course, yes, I know people who are sick," then they would smile. And they would answer and say, "Perhaps the Messiah has not yet come. Because," and then they would quote the passage we heard from Isaiah. Needless to say, I couldn't give a convincing answer to their conundrum. But St. James does give a better answer to that question than I was able to do. St. James says that we should always pray over those who are suffering in any way and anoint them with oil, and that our prayer will make sick people well, whole. But it is the Lord who will raise them up. Because if they have sinned, their sins will be forgiven. So we should confess our sins to one another. Did you catch that? Who ministers the sacrament? Everybody does. So in the gospel, Matthew says that Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah by taking our sickness, our infirmities, our diseases upon himself and nailing it to the cross. Now, the priests and religious leaders challenged Jesus, asking him, "By what right do you forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins." Remember the story about the paralytic? When Jesus saw the paralytic lying there on his mat, he said, "Your sins are forgiven." And the priests immediately objected, "By what authority do you forgive sins?" And remember what Jesus said, "Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or," and then he looked at the paralytic and said, "Stand up, take up your mat, and walk." And of course, the paralytic did just that. "So that you may know," Jesus said, "that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins." He healed the paralytic. So today, we honor Our Lady of Lourdes, who is a channel of forgiveness in her Son, Jesus Christ. We do exactly what St. James instructed. We all share in the sacrament of forgiveness of sins, and we pray through this holy anointing that if it be God's will, cures may also occur. But we are promised that we shall be healed, that our sins will be forgiven, so that we may truly be made one with God and one with each other.